Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today across Israel is bright and sunny, with comfortable temperatures in major cities. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem experiences mild warmth, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, just in, the IDF estimates there is no choice but a ground operation in Gaza as the third anniversary of the October 7th massacre approaches. Also, JNS reports earlier this hour that the IDF killed Hamas terrorists in Gaza, including a perpetrator of the October 7th attacks and another hiding in a hospital. Also this hour, Netanyahu has condemned settlers for escalating violence in the West Bank, as reported by I-24 News. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that an IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander accused of attacks on troops and civilians. And finally, from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, a piece highlights the resilience of ELL, Israel's national airline, which continued operations under threat during wartime. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today about Hakeem Jeffries condemning Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's Minister of Justice, announced earlier today that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News, a conflict monitoring account, shared that Dutch diplomats are ordered to leave Israel within a week following new Dutch legislation banning trade in products from certain Israeli territories. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the IDF's assessment of the situation in Gaza. As Walla reported just in, officials believe a ground operation is necessary with Hamas rebuilding its strength in the enclave. This decision aligns with the upcoming anniversary of the October 7th massacre, underscoring the ongoing tension. Civilians in the region should brace for further military activities. Turning to the targeted strikes in Gaza, according to JNS, the IDF employed precise munitions and surveillance to eliminate terrorists, including one involved in past attacks. Efforts to minimize civilian harm reflect the ongoing complexity of military operations in densely populated areas. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's condemnation of West Bank settlers' violence, as I-24 News reports, highlights a growing concern about internal conflicts within Israel. This statement aims to curb tensions and maintain order in volatile regions. In earlier reporting by the Times of Israel, the strike on a Gaza hospital compound resulted in the death of a key Hamas commander. This action comes hours after other targeted operations, signaling Israel's strategic focus on dismantling militant leadership. The implications for regional stability remain significant as tensions persist. Finally, ELL's resilience in wartime, as highlighted by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, speaks to the airline's commitment to maintaining services despite security threats. This dedication ensures connectivity for Israeli citizens and reinforces national morale during challenging times. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the U.S. has designated Palestine Action as a terrorist organization, imposing sanctions on it for attacks on Elbit facilities abroad. This designation marks a significant stance against anti-Israel activism. Separately, CTEC reports that Israel's Electra has completed the sale of its Nigerian contracting operations for $15 million. This move allows Electra to refocus its resources on core activities within Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Nayaks, an Israeli cashless payment solutions company, has acquired U.S. smart parking company IPS Group for $350 million, marking its largest acquisition to date. This expansion strengthens Nayaks's position in the global market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.